What's up, and welcome to another episode of the
Unfiltered Love Podcast. Cue the music, Jacqueline. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, my God. It's been so long since we've been in the corner of my studio having a nice little podcast episode.
I'm so excited. I can't believe we're back.
It's sort of crazy, actually.
I know. And I get to do my first podcast with my fiance.
Oh, so this is going to be a very special episode. This is actually going to be probably the most engaging episode.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Which one is it? I forget.
Blue. There you go. Okay.
Comedic effect.
It's been totally so lost. Well, look, today's going to be a very special episode. If you did not know, we recently did a tour, a 37-city tour across 9 different countries. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline is now a professional musician. And
see,
exactly,
that was good.
And in Rome, we got engaged.
Mm-hmm. So, and we also have, you know, been away from the podcast for a while. So we figured, what better way to bring it back than to in detail? Maybe too much detail.
Oh no, not that much detail.
Oh yeah,
we didn't talk about what we're allowed to talk about and what we're not allowed to talk about.
Oh well, if we didn't set the boundaries before, we'll just have to figure it out as we go along.
Oh man, all right.
But yeah, we have a lot of interesting details and funny stories and things about our engagement and how everything kind of went down. And this is going to be the place to hear all of that. And there's a lot.
There is.
I feel like it's going to be mostly David's storytelling.
Yeah, it's going to be mostly. There's a lot.
There was a lot that I hadn't, like, it's so unfair. As the girl, like, I, you know, I was the last one to know. Your entire family knew. My parents knew. Like, to the point where he was getting texts the day of, like, did you do it yet? And I'm just oblivious. Like,
did you expect
la, la, la.
It?
Yes and no. I expected you to propose at some point in the relatively near future because you have been asking me about rings. And oh my gosh, anytime I looked over at anything you were doing on your computer, there was always, you know, anytime you read an article or are on Facebook or anything, they target ads at you. Every single ad was engagement rings. Every single one. I'm like, oh, that's a nice ad.
I felt weird, like, trying to keep you away from my phone, you know, because I think in the past that would probably be a red flag to you. But I had, like, you weren't allowed. I had apps that had like diamonds that I could like scroll through in like 360 degrees. I put a lot. Anyways, well, this will be a good episode for diving in.
I will have you know, I have not been tempted to look through your phone. So.
No, you're welcome to.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I can even show you all of the runner-up rings.
You can look through my phone too if you want.
Yeah,
I just have pictures of the animals. That's it.
No, that's you know, yeah. That's you don't have. Wait, you haven't been planning out rings for me.
You have to go look at rings. I helped you pick. I looked at rings with you. You have to look at rings with me. It's only fair.
Fine. Deal.
Fine.
Okay, so where does this story begin?
I feel like this is what I'm saying. Like, it's unfair because this begins so much
before
you, know,
you had any clue. Well, you knew. I feel so bad because I really was trying to have a flash mob. I know all the fans here at the podcast
wanted a flash mob.
And she wanted a flash mob. And I feel bad that you didn't get what you wanted, your dream proposal.
I'll have to survive. For those of you who don't know, he's been harassing me about this idea for a long time of a flash mob. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that much attention. I just want it to be kind of like a personal thing with us. And you did that for the most part. There were some other guests, which we should get into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long story, and there's so many cute little things. And like I said, there's a lot that I don't really have anything to contribute for the story because I had no idea what was going on, and so much behind the scenes happened, which you filmed, right?
Oh, yeah. I got. Yeah? So the story begins a while ago. I mean, I had rings in my shopping carts mm-hmm. around for a while. I had phone calls with companies. I talked to a lot of people. And I was eventually going to, I'm Jewish, right? One stereotype is like, we're like sort of cheap. Look, I'm not saying that you can say that we're cheap. I'm just saying, anyways.
Between the two of us.
You're more cheap than I am.
I am way more cheap.
Anyways, yeah, I was about to not have you any understand. I was going to fly. I was going to be like, hey, I can't be here today. I'm busy. I have a session or whatever. And I was going to hop on an airplane in the morning. I was going to fly to Oregon where there's no sales tax. And I was going to pick up her ring and then fly back home just so I could save a good amount of money on sales
tax.
The
problem with this plan is that you've mentioned it to me so many times that I've been like, oh, you're going for a day or two.
Exactly.
I have no idea why.
So anyways, I had the ring. I figured out which one I wanted. And, you know, I would talk to my family all the time. They'd be like, did you buy it yet? Did you ask her parents yet? And I'd be like, no, I haven't done it yet. And my mom would be like, you pussy. And I'd be like, I'm not a pussy. I haven't had the right time yet.
I love your mom.
You know, I remember the day, and I started vlogging this day, the day that I pulled the trigger. Mm-hmm. I had no hesitation. I knew absolutely I want to marry you. I am so excited to marry you. But I pulled the trigger on the ring. It was after the America tour. I had showed Jacob and Dovey the ring.
See, this is what I'm saying. Everybody knew except for me. Mm-hmm. I feel so out of the loop.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I told even like some people in your world.
Blair. Uh-huh. She said you told her way long ago. And Eva.
Yeah.
Eva even said because I told her.
Yeah, when she did our hair right before the Europe tour, I told
her. Yeah. The thing is, I didn't tell you this yet. I told her I was suspicious that you might.
She said that you said that you were suspicious. Sorry, Eva, if I threw you under the trust bus.
No, it's okay. I told her, I was like, I think he's like looking at rings because it was, you know, that I kept seeing them pop up all the time and you kept asking and hinting. And I'm like, well, I wonder because, you know, we have that special cabin that we went to. Maybe we'll go to the cabin and you'll do it there. So that's kind of what I was thinking because I didn't think that you'd be crazy enough to bring it overseas.
I'm so glad that.
So I just like mentally ruled that out.
Okay. So I had first step one. I had to get the ring. I got the ring. I started vlogging then. I filmed that. It was really exciting. Step two. Where was I going to do it? I had the ring before I even 100% knew exactly where I was going to do it. It was either, correct, the cabin, which sounds like would be very predictable.
That's what I thought, and that's what I told Eva. And I told her, I'm like, I think maybe, you know, this cabin we had. And she's like, I don't know. She tried to throw me off. She tried to tell me that I was wrong. She's like, I don't think so. I mean, just like, you know, enjoy your time.
If you remember from an earlier episode of the podcast, we took mushrooms and we fell in love together. Mm-hmm. We wept into each other's arms. It was a beautiful, honestly, that was, this will get brought back up. That was the most, in my long life, that was the most emotionally powerful moment I had ever felt in my life was that cabin.
Yeah, we talk about it. I feel like that was same for me, but we had a similar
experience. Yeah. Anyways, that was met later on, but we'll discuss. So it was either the cabin. I'm actually going to interrupt your wine pouring here. It was either the cabin or it was Rome. I'm interrupting your wine pouring. Here, I have a Italian liqueur. Would you mind explaining?
This is Di Serono. This is no free brand deals, but whatever. My grandma always loved drinking Di Serono. This was one of her favorite little drinks, and she would always kind of have it at her house. And I remember trying it, probably too young, and hating it, and now I love it. So you bought me some. Yay.
L'chaim.
Cheers. Cheers. Oh, wait. Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
That's what everybody says in Italy. They go, ching, ching.
There you go. Right.
I'm not going to take it as a shot. I'm just going to sip it.
Me too. Okay, so now.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Her Nona is extremely important to her. I sadly didn't get the opportunity to meet your Nona.
I did, however, show her a picture of you, and she said you were cute.
But I needed a haircut.
Yeah, she said you needed a haircut, but that you were cute.
I did need a haircut. And I know how much she meant to you and your family, and I wish I could have met her. And so it was the cabin, which was predictable, or as an ode to your grandmother, would be where she grew up, which would be Rome. And I know you spent a lot of time there.
I did, yeah.
And
lots of family trips.
I know you were scared to go.
Yeah, I really wasn't really looking forward to it because I felt like everywhere we went, I'd be sad because we would always go to the Coliseum and she would tell me stories about how when she was young, she would have these dates and all these boys were, she would just really hype up her legs. She said, I had amazing legs. So all the boys wanted me. And so she would entertain them by just, I guess, gracing them with her presence and they'd go on walks. And that was like a big deal. Like, oh, who'd you go on a walk with tonight? But they would go on walks around the Coliseum because it now it's all fenced off and you have to buy tickets and there's all this like construction. But when she was growing up in the 30s and going on dates, she didn't have any of that to worry about. And they just kind of walk all through it and have these moments. And she would tell me about that, how she would take all the boys there. So I wanted to take a boy there. But I also thought that I would be sad because I would remember her and I'd be emotional. And we also went to the place that she worked and where she met my grandfather and where she was baptized. And I just thought I was going to be a wreck the whole trip.
So, were you?
No.
Were you suspicious whenever you would be like, what city are you the most excited for? And I'd be like, I don't know, maybe Rome.
I thought, no, because I thought you were being, just like trying to be really, I don't know, excited about that part because you knew I was worried so that maybe your excitement would offset my anxiety about being in a place that I could be sad.
Okay.
So it's like he's just trying to make me feel better about going there. And
true.
I just kind of justified it.
Well, I decided that this was the place. I decided that there's no better way to decide that we're going to spend our lives together and have an ode to Nona and take a place that has meant a lot to you and your family and make it something really, really special for us and keep her in mind.
Are you tearing up right now?
No.
You're so cute.
No. No, I'm not.
I don't deserve him.
Anyways,
so
I'm just going to take...
You're so sweet.
I'm just going to take this moment.
I love you.
I love you too. But check this out. Unfiltered love shot glasses.
Oh, wow.
You can see we both have our unfiltered love shot glasses with this Di Serono.
You're so cute. All
right. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, I decided it was going to be Rome. All right, that was the easy part. I had the ring. Not the easy part, but I got the ring and I got the decision I was going to do that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if we were doing the cabin, I already had a camera guy set up that he was going to go into the cabin and set up GoPros. Yeah. It was a thing.
Joey
was going to do that. So Italy was the thing. Now I had to call your parents.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen this, by the way.
So I have footage. Sorry if your parents are watching this and they're finding out right now that I recorded our phone call that was personal.
You didn't tell them.
I didn't. Well, I know in the state of California you're supposed to disclose. But like, it's not the kind of thing that you want to be like, hey, I'm recording this.
Hello, Steve. Just so you know, I'm recording this phone call. You'd be like,
Yeah, so I had to. It was tough because I didn't have your mom's number. So I had to. I had to send her a Facebook message. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, Alita, I can't believe I didn't have your number. That's so crazy. Anyways, can I have your number? And are you available tomorrow for a call?
Mm-hmm. So she told me her version of this. She said that she was sitting next to my sister and that as soon as she got that message, she showed Alyssa and they were like, oh, we know what this is. So they totally knew what you were doing.
And with Steve, I had his number. Okay, so I had been talking to my parents this whole time. Mm-hmm. They knew I was gonna call. They knew I had the ring. I was sending pictures to my family. I opened the ring and sent pictures to my family and so they knew that I was calling your parents. And I had talked to my dad right before I called your mom. And then my mom even called while I was on the phone with your mom and I didn't answer. And then I called your mom. Called her first, and I was nervous. I was scared to ask. You know, we're adults. I don't have to ask, but I wanted to. I wanted blessing.
Oh, you have to ask.
What if she says no? But anyways, I just spoke from the heart. I didn't really have a lot of planning. Mm-hmm. I told her how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. And I got choked up. I got choked up with your mom. It was a little embarrassing, but it was from the heart. It was genuine.
Why would that be? I'm sure she loved that.
Sure. I
know my mom. She's just as emotional as I am about stuff. So I'm sure that if she saw that you felt that way and
it was cute. We had a good talk. You know, we had a really good talk.
We're that serious. I think that meant a lot.
And we're going to have I'm going to have an engagement video. We'll have an engagement video.
I know. I can't wait. I haven't seen any of this. Recorded all the behind the scenes. I think you picking out the ring. And
you should let me do the whole video without you seeing it. You could probably help by making it better. But
you can show me the first cut. Draft. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I want to see how my parents react.
Yeah, yeah. So it was tough. It was beautiful. I related to your mom about how going to her house was like bachelor hometowns kind of a thing. She got it. She was so excited when I started to ask because she was like, "I knew it." But anyway, so I got through what seemed more difficult mm-hmm. was calling your mom because I honestly sort of felt like I had your dad in the bag because we had just hung out at the last show with him and my mm-hmm. parents and. My mom was like smoking blunts around Steve and we got like drunk here and like played music mm-hmm. and like my parents were probably the whole time like elbowing like, oh, they're going to get married. Like, you know, yeah. My parents had sort of prepped Steve.
Yeah, I know they talked about it at the show too. Whenever my dad had a show a week later mm-hmm. in Seattle and he invited David's parents and they went and hung out without our supervision, but yeah. They had a lot of fun and I think that they were kind of talking wedding.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so my mom called in between. I like, talked to my mom for a second, and then I called your dad, and I got sort of embarrassed earlier about the I got choked up thing, so this was the polar opposite, which then I got embarrassed about. I asked your dad, and my first reaction, which I'm embarrassed, was, woo! Yeah! He's like, yes! And I was like, woo-hoo! And then I got embarrassed. I was like, oh, hold it in. Reel it in. Reel it in. And then I got a little choked up as we talked a little further.
Woo!
Exactly. But regardless, it was awesome. Good calls with both of them. Your dad, of course, told me that, you know, he would kill me, shoot me with a shotgun if I ever hurt you, but that was expected.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, yeah. it was great, and they're so happy for us, and I told my family, and they were so happy. And then all was sort of set. Now we have to get ready for the tour.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, packing, and...
We have no space.
We're off to Europe. So I have the ring hiding in the corner of the studio. We had so much packing to do at the last second.
Yeah. We had two bags full of merch
mm-hmm.
and one bag to share that was all of our stuff. So all my clothes and all of David's clothes and all of our like toiletries and stuff.
But it was one shared bag.
One bag.
I can't roll. So I'm now thinking, all right, I got to get this ring across the world. Through security
mm-hmm.
and not have detective over here find it somewhere in the bags. She's like Sherlock Holmes. Have you ever seen like that show? Or
no, I'm not.
She's ridiculous. I'd show up and she'd be like, you had chicken salad for lunch. And I'd be like, what? No, I didn't. I swear. I noticed it on the edge of your shoe. But anyway, sorry. I remember I packed up. I bought locks for all of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Packed up my guitar,
which that came in handy because people pickpocket a lot. And
yeah, but I was
even
just
the
trying
buses
to...
we were on and stuff. All the warnings are lock up your bag. So I'm just saying this because none of this like was a like red flag for me. Like, oh, I wonder what he's planning.
Yeah, it was certainly helpful, but it's nothing... not like I was just locking my guitar to our bags.
But nothing set off an alarm in my head. Like, ooh, this is suspicious. I'm like, oh, good, we're just being safe with our stuff.
Yeah.
And I figured also the guitar was important because we're on tour and it's a nice guitar. I mean, I don't really know what they're worth. And I figured, well, we can't have something happen to the guitar because if we don't have the guitar, we don't have a tour. We can't do shows. So in my brain, I was like, okay, this all makes sense.
So
Exactly.
And so I had to, the guitar case didn't have a great place for it. So I had to create, so I put the ring in its case, in a sock. And actually, sorry, before that, put the ring in its case. I wrapped it with a note, and the note said, "Dear TSA, there's an engagement ring inside. Please be discreet."
Please, TSA.
Yeah, exactly. So then I put a sock around that, and then I rubber banded it inside my guitar case to like the headstock thing.
Oh, man.
And And then, you know, we finished packing. I remember when I packed up my guitar, I was like, all right, I got everything. Like, that's all that matters. Like, screw my clothes. And so off we go. And I was okay letting you carry my guitar case. I remember a little in the airport at the beginning.
Like, well, it made sense because you had the backpack that was heavy with, like, the computers and stuff. So the guitar, which has a little backpack thingy on it, made sense for me to carry because it's actually pretty light.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get to the airport, and I did not want to let them have my guitar. I was only going to carry it on. This case was worth too much for me to let go of. It's a soft case as well, so that's a good excuse.
And I told you when we were boarding the plane, I'm like, David, they're not going to let you take that on. It's not going to fit in the overhead on this plane. And you're like, they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. And I'm like, oh, well, okay, they will. And sure enough, a lady was like, sir, you can't check that. And you're like, yeah, I need it. It's a soft case. And I'm like panicking because I'm like, oh no, he really, really loves this guitar. And you, when they took it from him, completely, like all the blood just drained out of your face. You went pale. I thought you were about to pass out.
I actually felt the same way.
You, it was like a cold sweat. I'm like,
I was, yeah.
Oh my God, like I thought you liked this guitar. I'm like, shit, he really, really likes this guitar. And I felt so bad for you. And even then it didn't like set off any alarms for me. I just figured the tour is important. We haven't even done the first show. And here we go, losing the guitar, potentially having it damaged because the case is soft. And you were like jittery. Yeah. And I felt so bad.
Those diamond rings, you know, that's scary. But anyways, so we, they took the guitar away from me. We got on the airplane. And by the way, at this point, we had already gone through security once. So that was a huge relief because I was worried about taking this ring, this metal ring, mm-hmm. this platinum through security. Mm-hmm. So we got through that security. So that was all right.
That one.
Gets worse. So we got through. I gave them my guitar. I was so scared. We got off the plane. They gave me my guitar. Had the ring back. And now we had to go through customs. And we had to go through security again. This time, every single one of our bags went through the security check just fine.
Except the guitar case.
So I remember they had us separated. We were separated. She was picking up all of our stuff, and they were like, is this your guitar?
Well, also, like, I got through security, and didn't you have something, your belt or something, they had to pat you down? So I walked on through, and I figured, well, I'm already at the end, so I'll just start picking up our luggage that's coming through.
Yeah.
And I picked up all our stuff, and I turned around, and they were, I guess, patting you down, but then you had to stay back, too, because they had the guitar.
Yeah. Well, I didn't need to bring the wedding band, but I did, and I had it at my ass, and so that.
David, okay, I was like, I didn't know you brought that. Why?
I'm just kidding. It came as a set. What do you expect? Okay, no, that's not one. I didn't bring the wedding band. The wedding band stayed here. That was a joke. But yes, I. Thank you. they took my guitar, and I was like, "Hey," they're like, "Is this your guitar?" I was like, "Yes." There's an engagement ring inside. Keep it cool. And they're like, where's the girl? And I'm like, right there. And I pointed at you, and they're like, all right. And then they handed the guitar to someone else, and they took it to the back room. So that's good. And mm-hmm. they checked it, and they handed it back to us. Yeah, so that was scary, but those were all of our checkpoints. I had to get through all of that mm-hmm. with the ring to be all right. And the rest of it was going to be trains for a minute until we were going to get to Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot of time, though. That was a lot of shows.
And so. I had to carry the guitar around with us with this in it. And I remember some shows you would want to put my guitar away for me, or you would want to grab my guitar out for me and help set it up. No. Uh-uh. I got it. It's all good. Don't you touch it.
I was just trying to help set up. I mean, I didn't see that as anything different than putting the lights out or mm-hmm. setting the merch table up or anything. So I just kind of did my thing and I was like, all right, whatever. You don't want me to touch it.
Okay. So now let's also take a little bit back. Let's go back a few more weeks prior. I had found authentic Italian paparazzi, and I hired a photographer and a videographer for the morning of December 13th outside the Colosseum, where Nona used to go on walks with boys. Mm-hmm. And I talked to them. We shared details on Google Maps about exactly where to stand, and they sent me information about what they would be wearing, and we had it all set up. I had t- two paparazzi to be hiding in the bushes. And so now I had that already coordinated. And tour goes on. We're playing all these shows. They're so awesome. By the way, we launched a merch store at ffvmerch.com. ffvmerch.com.
What does FFV stand for? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, sorry for that plug in our extremely cute romantic.
Shameless self-promotion.
I know, sorry. You can even get one of these Unfiltered Love shot glasses.
Wow, these Unfiltered Love shot glasses?
Or even, if you're interested, we have Imperfectly Human Tour shirts.
I thought you were going to go for the Unfiltered Love pop sockets.
Oh, yeah, we also have those, too.
Same podcast. Yeah. We have lots of cool stuff. Anyways. Yeah.
Okay, so leading up to Italy, where were we right before?
Oh, my God. Was it Germany?
I think it was a Germany show. Munich.
Yeah.
Munich.
Was it?
I don't know. If I had an Imperfectly Human Tour shirt with the dates on the back of it, I could look that up. Yeah. So, all was set. We got to Italy and we had our Airbnb. And I had told you previously that the one day, and she told me in a video that I even recorded of her months earlier, that you would be willing to wake up early and like see the sunrise. And at that point, I recorded you because I needed to hold you to that.
I got up early just fine. On almost a lot of mornings.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I needed to have her specifically timed here because I only had the paparazzi for 30 minutes. And they were meeting us at 8 o'clock outside the Colosseum. So we had a 30-minute walk, and I needed to be out the door at 7:30 a.m., and I needed to somehow convince you that we need to leave no later than 7:30. How does one do that without it being suspicious?
Food.
At 7:30?
It's a breakfast. You said, okay, so he told me it was a special breakfast, and I figured maybe he found, like, reservations at a cool place.
I did. I told you the reservations were very difficult to get.
So breakfast is one of my favorite things ever. Mm-hmm. So he lured me in with saying, we're going to go to a really cool breakfast.
Nothing like an authentic Italian hash brown.
Okay, so then I asked you the night before because I'm like, ooh, I'm so excited. Breakfast. What kind of breakfast?
I said it was Italian fusion. It was a fusion. Sort of like Italian Jewish fusion. I didn't say that. That would have given way too much. But it was a fusion.
So I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, oh, cool. He planned a date.
Yep. So, 7:30, we had to leave at 7:30. Well, at 7:15, the photographer texted me and he's like, I'm going to be late. And I was like, no. So as you're getting ready, I wasn't pushing you out the door, but it was like 7:40.
Which again, didn't surprise me and nothing seemed odd because David always lies.
It's not lies.
You always lie. What else is it? It's not the truth. He always lies about what time I need to be ready for stuff.
Because she's always late, so by telling her it's 30 minutes earlier, we're going to make it almost on time.
So I just figured it was another one of those things. Like, oh yeah, he said we needed to be out the door by this time, but it's really like 15 to 30 minutes later, whatever.
It's going
to
be like Boy Who Cried Wolf.
So it didn't seem alarming.
Fine. All right, so I put on a nice sweater. Oh, wait. Is this my engagement sweater?
Oh, you wore it. I should have worn my outfit. I could have. It's okay. I'll wear the ring.
Yeah, there you go. Do you want to pour our Italian red wine?
Sure.
Is that your sweet
It's red? Not what I bought at the store for $4. It's Italian.
It's an Italian sweet red blend.
Yes.
Anyways, thank you. So I got her out the door, and this was our first time like seeing Italy, which, by the way, this walk was beautiful. The sunrise walk.
It was really cool.
It was really cool. Walking past
all this. We were right by the Fountain of Trevi.
We stayed right next to it.
Yeah.
Which you and I had seen before in Vegas. And you said to me, we're going to go there someday. I'll take you there someday.
Yeah.
And I was like, little do you know. Little do you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we walked. And there was Look, I was trying to avoid tourists. I understand the Colosseum is like a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Look, this was more of a love thing here. This was not a tourist attraction thing. I didn't... If this was like a beautiful curb that meant something to your family, then I would have gone to that curb. But like, this is like... It was a... Anyways. So, there were some tourists around. It's okay.
But not many.
Not many
because we were there super early.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. So, we walked. It was a little hard to find the exact spot that we had found on the Google Maps. And now, I was in the home stretch. I had a ring in my pocket. I was wearing a cute sweater. And we were walking towards the Colosseum. I had a vlog camera in my hand. Mm-hmm. We were vlogging. And we were walking towards breakfast, which happened to be conveniently right next to the Colosseum.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd that happen? Mm-hmm. So, we walked to my spot. And I put the...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Let's go back a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So we're walking to this spot, and there aren't many people out. So it's more noticeable when there are two men pointing their cameras at you. So I, at first, my first reaction to them was, oh, no, I'm in the way of their shot. They're trying to take pictures of the Colosseum, and here I am, some stupid tourist getting in their way. So I started walking quickly to get out of their way. So... Probably not the best subject to be photographed whenever I'm just trying to, like, move out of the way of all the shots. But I did see them, and I thought that was a little odd. So I was like, oh, let me
just... Well, I saw them, too. But the thing is they look like they're tourists or whatever. So I didn't know those were my guys.
Oh.
So I was actually sort of, like, scared. I was very scared. Like, I was trying to capture the moment. Because my memory is like a small, like an ant, like a little, anyways.
Okay.
I didn't know. So anyways, we got to our spot, put the camera down. I was like, let's take a selfie. And we took some selfie pictures, and we hugged. And I looked around, and I made eye contact with one of the photographers and the videographer. And I looked, we made eye contact, and he gave me a thumbs up. And I'm like not like super like smiley in that moment. Like we're hugging, but really I'm like scanning. And
yeah.
he made eye contact with me, and I like gave him like a thumbs up. That wasn't like, it was like,
yeah, serious.
It was like, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
Like you're my guy.
He took a picture of you in that moment.
In that moment he got the like, yeah, get it.
You look, by the way, that picture is so funny to me. We should post it somewhere because you look so intense and just nervous as hell.
I was nervous.
I feel so bad. You knew I was going to say yes.
I knew you were going to say yes, but I had so many things going on, and there had been so much leading up to it, and I wanted it, of course, to be perfect.
It was perfect.
It was sort of perfect. No, it was perfect. It was perfect. But I'll talk about some of the imperfections in the perfections.
Imperfectly human.
Imperfectly human tour.
Proposal.
Okay. So we hugged. We embraced. And I had prepared things I wanted to say to her, and I had thought about it, and I was really quiet during the walk in the morning because I was trying to go over it in my head, and I didn't really even talk much that whole walk.
I didn't either. I was like, you know, it's early, we're enjoying the scenery and just kind of walking around.
I'm like trying to go over my lines. Anyways, anything I had mentally prepared to say that was beautiful about us and our relationship and starting a family and all that all gone. Just completely forgot it all. I just love her. And so it was just more gushy than perfectly poetic. But it was a beautiful, touching, powerful thing on our pre-breakfast. standing there next to the Colosseum.
I remember thinking, like, we're going to be late. We should go.
Yeah, you said that. and I was like, no, we got a few minutes.
Yeah.
And so anyways, let me just continue to paint this picture. She's hugging me really tight.
Well, okay, you were saying some really sweet things. And I thought we were having, like, a special moment, you know?
Yeah.
We were at a special place, about to get some amazing breakfast. But we were taking a second to embrace and hug each other.
She was holding me really tight. And I needed to get away because I had a ring in my chest pocket that I couldn't do anything unless I had this ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried everything. I tried pulling her back. I tried like
grabbing my jacket. And then for a second I was like, oh God, I think I'm hurting you.
I thought for a moment I was actually hurting you. My like last response was, I need to talk. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, hey, like, you're holding, I think I said, like, you're holding me really tight or something like that.
And I felt bad. I was like, oh my, I'm sorry. I felt really self-conscious for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I started to almost ruin a beautiful moment. And in that moment, she had let go of me enough that I was free and clear to continue on with my message. Drop to a knee. I think I put my left knee down, which was...
Didn't you do research?
Yeah, I did a little research on it. And I dropped to the knee and I continued my sentences and I asked the question, you know? That's the, like, thing. That's the thing that's in all the movies and in all the TV shows. And that's just scary. That is very, like... There was so much leading up to it. And again, I got choked up. Why? Anyways, it was a beautiful moment. And I asked you. You were surprised.
I was really surprised.
You were very surprised.
And then you said, I do the thing that every single girl does. That face that they make.
Oh, like this one?
Yeah, where they put their hands on their cheeks and...
Yeah, no, I
open
didn't.
Your mouth like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. But I don't know why. It's instinctual. I was surprised, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just do like the face.
Yeah. So there was that. And then you wouldn't, so you came down to me. You dropped to a knee.
It was just what I felt like I needed to do. Like, you were being so sweet and I was so excited and it was just incredibly romantic moment, but you were so far away from me, so I wanted to be next to you, so I just went to the ground too.
That's fine. And I remember I asked you.
Is that not normal? Is that not what people do?
I don't know. I don't know. This is all just emotions. So I remember I asked you, like, don't I need to put this on you?
You said, know? Yeah, you didn't know if I was supposed to take it and put it on. Give me that. And I just stick it on myself.
I'll take that one. Yeah. That looks nice.
That looks real nice. Sparkly.
So, anyways, you
were like, do I put it on? I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, so I put it on you. And then at that point, we hugged and embraced, and our Italian men just started swirling around us.
Oh, okay. So leading up to that, when we were hugging, and I remember seeing them, and I'm like, oh, those are those same guys that I was in the way of earlier, but now they're pointing the cameras at us again, and I was a little creeped out by it. I'm like, who are these guys taking pictures of us? Maybe they think it's cute to have, you know, a couple hugging in front of the Colosseum, and that's like their artsy shot, even though we're total strangers to them. So I was just kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that. So I did the thing, because my hair is, you know, if I brush it a certain way, it kind of covers my face. So I was hiding behind my hair. So now all the pictures of us, you know, talking and hugging and you proposing are me with my hair all covering my face. I didn't know. I was trying to hide. I was actively hiding from the photographers that were trying to capture this beautiful moment. And I was, I'm sorry.
I did look online. It said something about, like, asking you to put your hair up or something. I didn't know how I could pull that one off. Hey, will you wear a side pony for me today?
Yeah, that would have been odd. Yeah.
You know, I need a side pony? Maybe some little piggies?
You've just never cared at all how I do my hair or my makeup in the morning.
Nah.
So if all of a sudden, out of the blue, you were like, maybe do your hair this way, I'd have been like, why? You know?
Yeah, no, I couldn't have gone that far.
That would have been suspicious to me.
I couldn't have gone that far. So yes, and there are photos and there are videos, of course, of all of this that will come out sometime soon, I'm sure.
But yes, I said yes.
She said yes.
Yay!
I don't actually really, like, remember that part.
You don't?
The whole thing was just this, like, crazy...
That's the biggest part!
Well, I knew you were going to say yes. I had to do with everything else.
Oh, come on.
It was so...
You weren't even a little nervous?
I mean, that you would say no?
Yeah, or that I would have hesitated or been like, let me think about it.
I don't know. Look, I really wanted a flash mob, so I don't really... You know, I at that kind of thought, I always sort of weighed that option, but I figured I could lean on that you were going to say yes no matter what I could do, even if it was like a kiss cam in a baseball stadium.
Mm.
Okay. At this point, I'm cheap, you know, right? So I'm like, you know, it's our beautiful moment. And I'm like, hey, I got these guys for 20 more minutes if you want to do a photo shoot.
Well, that was the moment when I realized that they weren't random dudes taking pictures of us. I was like, oh shit, I should have been like, posing and like, you know, but yeah. I had no idea. All my pictures, my hair, my face. But then that was kind of cool that I knew they were there and that we could.
And then our heart rates were so escalated.
Yeah. So we kind of just decided to do a little photo shoot. Yeah, and now so we have a lot of really beautiful photos from that memory.
Yeah, we don't have to like hire an engagement photographer for like invitations or something.
That was perfect. That's a great. Honestly, I was thinking about Save the Dates. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe just one of those
photos some cool
could
ones.
Be used for something.
Yeah, there's some really cool ones.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so we did this. We did the little photo shoot. And now at this point was the other thing that I knew I had screwed up.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I lied to her about
okay.
breakfast.
I did not care. I was so excited. And you were like, I'm sorry, there's actually not breakfast. And I'm like, that's okay.
I know, I expected you to take that one a little harsh. I was ready to be like, you said there was breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's totally going to happen after you propose. But we did find...
We had breakfast, like, overlooking the Colosseum.
Yeah, we found a place.
It was really good, I think, right? Oh, there was the whole thing with the ant or the fly in the water. And okay, fine. But you, like, saved it because she's so ridiculous.
It flew into the water, and I picked it out. And then I had to tell the waiter, I'm like, hey, there's not a fly in this, but there was... And I saved it.
And I had to like take. I had a picture of the fly water.
And he didn't get it. I think
with
the
fly in it before she put it on her little life raft.
You tried to tell
me
not to save the fly so that we could get another water.
Yeah, well, you have to pay for water in Italy.
I was gonna save the fly anyway.
So she got a and she did the little CR. Chest compressions on that fly, and that fly just kept on. It just got hit by a car right after.
No, he didn't.
No,
he
I'm
was
just kidding.
Fine.
He was fine.
He flew away.
So she saved a fly. It just always happens. And we overlooked the Colosseum. And then I sort of kept feeling a little bit like I had screwed things up, but it's okay. We had plans. You had plans right after breakfast that we were going to go into the Colosseum. You had all these...
I had the whole day kind of mapped out of, like, touristy things I wanted to do.
You had all the... You had all of the things you wanted to see, those Hispanic steps and...
Spanish steps, babe.
Yeah, the Spanish steps. The Peruvian... Anyways, sorry. And all the different things that you wanted to see and do.
The Vatican and things, yeah.
Yeah, Vatican, Vatican't. Anyways. So you had all this... You had a plan. And Now, at this point, we were glowing. And we both actually just wanted to go back to our Airbnb because we were both, like, just caught off guard.
Didn't we stop into a little store and buy some champagne?
We bought a bottle of champagne. Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you. I don't know what you're doing, but you're on. Is that an intentional cue?
Maybe.
Wow, you're good. So we bought a bottle of champagne. Did you keep that bottle?
I did.
Wow.
So I have this like weird thing where I collect bottles of wine or champagne from significant memories. Like, I have our first bottle of champagne when we had mimosas, when we did Thanksgiving together, the first Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a bottle of wine from the family trip to Hawaii. I have that bottle of wine that we got at the winery together on one of our dates that we drank in the cabin. And then there was this bottle of champagne, and I kept it. And I dated it.
And not only did we buy a bottle of champagne...
We bought
a bottle of limoncello,
which, you know, I'm the Italian here, so I should totally love this stuff. David loves this stuff.
I just like, yeah, no, totally.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, no, I love it.
It's not my favorite thing. It's almost like, it tastes like a melted lemon drop.
Yeah, exactly. Lemon head. Lemon drops are.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Lemon head.
Yeah.
It tastes like a piece of candy that's melted into a drink and people drink it.
So we had a bottle of limoncello and we had a champagne. Hey, ching ching.
Oh, God, ching ching. L'chaim.
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 You have to put a little. Yeah. Unfiltered love shot glasses. FFV merch. So.
Anyway, we wanted to celebrate. So we got some champagne.
And we went back. And
we went back to the Airbnb.
This is the feeling of, you know, they say, like, I want to shout it from the rooftops. But this is what we had. We had this feeling very strongly. So we wanted to shot it from Italian rooftops, and we wanted to tell our families.
Yeah, we couldn't.
8 a.m. Italian time is...
I don't even want to math right now.
That's 1. That's 1 a.m. So by the time we got back to the Airbnb...
So like 3 a.m. to my mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. You got East Coast over there.
So, yeah. It was just the middle of the night for them.
Yeah. So we had a full night of... We had... Everyone else had just gone to bed that we wanted to tell first. Don't take offense, social media people listening and watching. We wanted to tell you too, but it just felt right to tell our families first. Don't take offense.
We didn't post anything. Although my mom was like waking up in the middle of the night and watching my stories, and she noticed in one of my stories that even though it was just for a split second, I think she was looking for it. So she noticed that there was a ring on my finger.
And you were pretty careful about
that. I was really careful. Yeah. I don't think anybody else watching would have noticed, but because she was cued in like everybody else, she was like being stealth. You think I'm Sherlock Holmes? My mother is Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, that's genetic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
we had to wait.
We waited, of course.
Yes.
So we got back to the Airbnb. We had a cute little... Do you think we'll ever get that one again? Maybe. I don't know. It would be nice.
I liked it. It was a cute little loft.
Yeah, it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat downstairs and talked.
Well,
and
yeah,
laughed.
We had plans to go out and do a bunch of stuff, but I'm like, do you want to just go home and like sit for a minute and process this? Because I was kind of information overload, and I was thinking about so many things, and I wanted to just kind of enjoy that feeling.
Yeah, she had to place the pieces together from all of her Sherlock Holmes-ness.
Because I was like, oh, that's what this was. The whole walk home, I was doing that. Like, oh, that's why you don't want me to touch a guitar case. And all these things were kind of making sense. And then I was like, did you ask my dad? Did you ask my mom? And you're like, yes, yes. I'm like, oh, my God. So I was really excited about all that. And I just wanted to, I don't know. You know, you asked me to marry you. And that's a lifetime of things.
Yeah, it's like the biggest decision you could ever make.
And family planning and just our entire life. And I was just thinking about everything all at once. And I didn't want to go stand in line at the Vatican and be a tourist. You know, I wanted to...
Well, we still did that.
But in that moment... Even though that was the next thing on the itinerary in my brain for that day, I wanted to just kind of sit with you and have a glass of champagne and talk about what it meant.
So this conversation, this, like, whatever it was, just, like, connecting, was now the biggest, most emotional moment I had ever felt in my life. The same, you know, just like the reference to a year earlier.
In the cabin.
Although that time we were on hallucinogenic mushrooms.
But it was the same.
Same feeling.
The same feeling.
I'd never felt that anywhere in my life except for those two times. Yeah. And this time we weren't on drugs.
And that's how you know it's real.
Yeah, it was crazy. And it was a beautiful, beautiful conversation and we talked about everything. We talked about family, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. We cried a bunch.
I'd never.
You were crying too. Don't lie.
That's fine. Look,
we cried a bunch. We were laughing a lot too. We had a couple of moments where we laughed really hard.
It was great.
And then, oh come on! It's part of the story.
No, it is a part of the story.
I'm sorry.
If you want to memorialize
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to family that might hear this.
Okay, and
I'm sorry.
Are you talking to potential kids
that might see this?
Okay, you're going down in generations as well. Okay,
yeah. That's fine. I'm so sorry to everybody.
Okay, yeah. Continue.
Well, it was romantic.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Why do I have to tell the whole thing?
Because I've been... my voice is so parched.
You just don't want to tell this part of the story?
Yeah, no, please. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. It's all you.
Why? Don't be embarrassed. It was really... You'll never forget it.
No.
Well, we were feeling very in love, and...
I can't. Go.
We decided to cuddle. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. We cuddled, and it was a romantic afternoon, a delightful afternoon. Did you just spit your limoncello everywhere?
Yeah, exploded, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That yes,
okay,
he did.
Sorry. Continue. Oh, jeez. Anyways, continue.
I can't. Anyway, so we just enjoyed each other's company. And I think the neighbors
had to endure said company.
They could hear us, all right? I guess we were, I didn't think it was that loud.
I mean, it was pretty like.
We were just passionate.
Okay, there you go.
And when, how do I say this part? Okay, damn it. When we concluded our cuddle session, there was a very loud applause.
An uproarious applause.
That came from the next room, and we both just kind of froze and looked at each other like, oh my God.
I never in my life also felt so many emotions at once. There was shame. There was pride. I don't even know what had happened.
I've never gotten an applause. So that was... Yeah, I felt that too. I felt
so weird,
embarrassed, but kind of like, thank you guys.
You know? thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're signing autographs in the alleyway. Send my baby. Okay. Yeah, okay, so you told it. All right.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's a part of the story that we're never going to forget.
Well, now no one else will. Well, anyways.
I didn't go into detail. I cut off.
Okay, that's fine. It was still too early to call our families and shout that from the rooftops. And so then we decided to go to the Vatican.
Well, I wanted to because my grandma was baptized in St. Peter, so I wanted to kind of see that spot. By the way, if anybody goes, if you walk in and just take a sharp left, there's like a baptism thing.
Yeah, like the first left. Yeah. It's the first thing
you walk
on the left.
In, yeah. And that's where she was baptized, so I wanted to see that, and we had to wait in a little bit of a line.
That's so crazy that like, tourist attraction, but that giant cathedral was used. Like, I don't know,
it's still used.
It just sort of blows my mind.
For like services.
Do people still get baptized in it?
Mm-hmm.
They still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They had a little sign there. It's like every week or something.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it free?
Probably not.
I don't know.
It's the Catholic Church. Nothing is free.
Well. Anyways, but, that's really cool. Really cool.
So we got to do that, and, you know, that's kind of our only time.
We did wait in line.
Yeah.
We were glowing.
We had
the sun was setting, it was starting to get dark, but our side of the line was lit up by us.
We had fun. We only had a little bit of time left to be tourists because we had spent quite a bit of time.
So our families had woken up by this point. My family was like texting me, hey, like, we've been pretty patient, but like, what's going on? Like, when are you guys, did it happen? Were you a pussy? You know?
She did not
She
say
didn't
that.
Say that.
She did not
they,
say
they,
that.
Everybody had expectations
yeah.
That I was going to nail it. And I did it. I did all right.
Yeah.
And so we got back. And
we had like a group chat with your whole family, your mom and your dad and both your sisters all at once.
Yeah, we had never done anything like that. It was like some crazy FaceTime like Brady Bunch kind of thing.
It was cute.
It was very cute. So we did a FaceTime with my family. We did a FaceTime with your mom. Did we FaceTime Yeah, and we did a FaceTime with your dad. Mm-hmm. Your dad was driving.
And we FaceTimed your grandma.
Oh, and FaceTimed grandmas. Oh, well, both of them, but one of the grandmas wasn't good at she didn't hit the camera angle right.
It's okay.
It's fine.
But she was still really excited.
It was so awesome.
So we FaceTimed.
I mean, because I had told her.
Both your grandmas.
I had told her that I was going to ask you before the tour. And that I was driving home from something and why do I keep getting choked up so stupid? I'm not getting choked up right now, but I got choked up talking to grandma because I'm the first grandchild.
Which grandma?
Yampolsky, my mom. I'm the first grandchild. And, how happy she was, and that was beautiful. So anyways, we FaceTimed everybody.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was really fun getting to see everybody's reaction. Everybody was so happy.
Yeah.
And now we'll get to go hang out with them over Thanksgiving and show them in person and over the holidays.
Yeah.
Everyone will get to see the ring and give us hugs.
Yeah. Nice. So, and then then we got to tell you guys. Once we had told the family, it was, hey, let's tell everyone on the interwebs.
Yes.
So we did, and we were happy to.
Yeah, we had to make sure that the family knew first, and then posted it online. Didn't know what was going to happen, but everyone was really happy and really nice and really supportive and encouraging, and it was just a really cool moment.
It was the craziest moment ever that I had really ever, like, I've never had, like I said earlier, this is the most important decision of your life. I had no question. Zero question. I knew exactly, like, that was it. It was perfect, despite the fact that you were hugging me so tight.
I'm sorry. I just thought we were having a special moment. I didn't know it was that special of a moment, but I was just trying to hug you.
Yeah.
And then I felt terrible. You're hugging me too tight. I'm like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
So we did the rest of the tour from there. Did anything before I...
I feel like we covered a lot of the details.
Oh god.
A lot of the dirty details.
So anyways, the next city we were going to was Paris.
Oh yay, that was so fun.
And I knew this when we were booking our Airbnbs, I knew that we were going to be staying
engaged in Paris.
Yeah, and we were going to be staying in certain places, so you were like, "Let's get this really nice one." And I was like, "All right, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool." And even same with the other one that we stayed at in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that we were engaged there. I knew we were engaged everywhere. And so we stayed in nicer places for the second half of the tour because I was like, eh, it's all right.
Yeah. Paris was so fun. We got to be engaged and go up into the Eiffel Tower, and we almost got killed that day. There was like a riot
between the police and the firemen. So
weird.
Stupid.
Really weird, but that was kind of scary. But it was a fun trip, and we got to come home and tell the cats and Nala.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we told Nala first, actually.
Yeah, we told her through the speaker.
Oh, that was really cute.
Yeah.
She was happy for us.
Yeah. And now we are planning a wedding.
I get really overwhelmed.
Yeah, me too.
You brought up, or I almost interrupted you earlier, so I held off, but you were like, yeah, and I kept our wine bottle from the winery. We did wine tasting, and I was like, I almost was like, oh, hey, and they emailed me back today with the rates on the venue.
But that'd
be
fun.
They did email me back, yeah.
That'd be awesome. So, yeah, we're looking at venues. I potentially found a dress already, which is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to fly out and try it on because it's in New York, which is insane, but it's a great deal, so I'm going to try and...
It's Israeli.
Figure that out. And we're just working on stuff.
Yeah, so we know nothing about this. If you know anything about it, please hit us up.
I feel like we just planned 38 different shows.
How could it be
38 events. Now all we have to do is plan one.
It's true.
Yeah.
And after the wedding, we're having an RV party with all of you guys.
But yeah, no, we have a lot of planning ahead of us, a lot of things to take care of and figure out. But I'm excited. I'm excited to do the stupid little things like go cake tasting, you know?
So we vlog all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stuff that like everybody does. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people do. I'm down to explore all of this.
And as much as you want a mint chocolate chip ice cream cake.
I will have a mint chocolate chip ice cream cake and Tony Roma's.
I don't think that's a great wedding.
That's a great
everyone, wedding. My wedding dress, I have like, ribs.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a churro bar.
Mm. Actually, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
I like the churro bar. But yeah, that's kind of the long story of all the, gosh, there were so many little things that went into it. I just, honestly, I'm excited to see the vlog because I want to see my mom's reaction and my dad's reaction. And I want to see, like, what you looked like whenever you got the ring and how excited you were and all that. I can't wait.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked. It was all too cool. It was too cool. So I'm excited to have more of these moments that feel just out of this world.
I'm excited. Cheers.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
Exactly. And then the rest of the shows on the tour... we'd get to the shows and everyone's like, we brought you guys bottles of champagne.
And so, oh, yeah.
Every show was like another engagement
the Paris
celebration.
Show, everyone, like, there were four bottles.
It was just an engagement celebration at every show.
And we partied.
With
it
everyone.
Was so fun.
It was really cool.
That was a lot of fun.
So, Big Bear would have been safe.
But this was like really memorable.
Yeah.
And really special. And you put so much thought into it. I don't deserve him.
I don't deserve you.
Disagree.
Today, I had to go run production on like a live stream, and it was like a whole thing, and I was going to be there all day, and she made me a lunchbox. Just straight up like lunchbox, like different courses, like there's a chocolate, there's a note.
You didn't eat the chocolate.
I know, sorry.
And you didn't eat the salad either.
Okay, well, I ate the chicken out of the salad.
Okay.
Sorry about that, you guys.
I thought it was funny because the lunchbox had a giant cat face on the front of it. It was just like a zoomed-in cat face. And you had to walk in with that.
With the lunchbox. Yeah, it was nice. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It was very loving. I don't deserve her. Not at all.
Ugh. Anyways, we could argue about this all night.
Why don't we?
Oh, okay. Well, we've already done this podcast for an hour. Let's just keep going.
Exactly. So, listen, if you guys are watching this podcast, we can't thank you enough. We noticed that there has been a slight pause in podcasts. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We will be back.
We're back now. We're back from tour.
But this is probably still a single unit before we really dive back in to, you know, as you know from our later episodes, we are now independent and we are building our infrastructure so that we can bring Unfiltered Love back on a whole nother level. New art, new everything, and really, all of this cannot be possible if it wasn't for everyone who supports us over on patreon.com/JacquelineandDavid.
Yeah, and I mean, I do want to start doing these again, so
we had a lot of people on tour that were very thankful that we were doing this.
Yeah, and that was so motivating for me. So if you guys have questions, please leave them.
Our Patreon, you can send questions, relationship questions, and we are experts, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, I feel like we're slightly more qualified now.
Just a little bit more.
A little bit more. We got, like, our undergrad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're ready. So send us your questions, and thank you guys for supporting us and hanging out with us throughout all this, and I'm just so excited for what's next.
Yeah, very cool. So thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody on Patreon. Thank you, everybody watching, listening. Thank you, everybody who shared this. Isn't this exciting? I kept telling everyone we would see, like, around. I kept being like,
"Woo!"
I kept being like,
"Woo!"
She's engaged, and really, I'm engaged too. But I kept telling. I was just happy for you and excited for you that you're engaged.
If you guys are just listening, I'm like waving my ring around because I'm so stoked right now.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, by the way. You did an amazing job.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I
like this is. I told you I liked sparkly. Oh, this is sparkly.
I learned a lot of stuff. I don't
way,
know if like people...
Yeah, I would have said yes no matter what.
You know, my dad didn't want me to bring a ring to Europe. He was like, don't bring the ring. You can't risk. You got flights. You've got travel.
That is a lot theft, of risk. That's why I didn't think you were going to do it because they're all of those risks.
My dad said, look, she's going to understand. You can just propose without a ring. And I was like, that's not... Like, I can't do it. He's like, all right, well, I proposed to your mom without a ring. I'm like, really? Yeah. Oh, dang.
I would have said yes.
I feel like they honestly didn't. My parents, I think my dad just left a voicemail after they met, and then he was just sort of like, hey, I talked to my parents, and they approved the photo of you, so you can set the date. And then they just sort of like got married or something. Like, there wasn't nothing as formal as us.
Yeah, but they've been happily married for a long time. So
31, 32.
That's something to look up to. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this has been great. Thank you guys so much. Any other messages?
That's it. I love David Michael Frank.
I love Jacqueline.
Frank.
She signed
soon
her name for the first time recently.
Yeah, I need to practice my F's.
Yeah, no, those are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.
All right, like and subscribe. FFVmerch.com. Goodbye.